like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Judy Hoffman.
And this is It's Movie Time. Now, Judy, help me out. Clint Eastwood, a musical, Jersey Boys? How can that be?
Just what I was wondering myself, John. When you told me a couple weeks ago that Clint Eastwood would be directing Jersey Boys, I was quite taken aback by that and wondered that myself. I'm not sure he was the right person to be directing this. I found it to be both entertaining and disappointing.
Okay.
The music of the Four Seasons is toe-tapping, rousing, passionate, and most of my favorite Clint Eastwood films have been downbeat.
And he's composed music for his films. He has directed Bird, which was jazz. He did sing in Paint Your Wake.
I forgot about that.
I'm with you. He's really a jazz guy. What is entertaining for you in this?
The script, co-written by Marshall Brickman and Rick Ellis, I believe it was.
Sure. Now, Brickman is
famous for Annie Hall, co-writing great lines with Woody Allen. A lot of the film was amusing. The comedy, I think, did the film a disservice. Even the crime scenes were written as comedic crime scenes. I never felt a real connection
to
the mob.
Judy, how could you not capitalize on Christopher Walken as Jip DiCarlo? I thought he completely underplayed it. Now I realize the problem with Walken is that he's always a parody of himself now.
Yes, he is.
And so underplaying it, I was a little taken back. I said, he's playing a mafia don. And that one of the tensions in the film and in the life of Frankie Valli and the Jersey Boys is that they're tied to the mob. Surely the performance by John Lloyd Young as Frankie Valli, from my point of view, is superb. With that falsetto voice, you've got some excellent acting going on. Judy, the song, Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man.
But John, we didn't get to hear a song for the entire first hour of the film, and that's what we came for. That's what I came for, was to hear the Four Seasons song.
And Judy, that is a major complaint of mine.
Is it?
This is not really a musical movie.
I agree.
And boy, did we get cheated in that first hour.
We got cheated, and then even when they did performances, they didn't do the entire numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And the songs that had the most energy in that film were the ones by the real Four Seasons over the ending credit. Definitely stay for the ending because there was a clear distinction between the energy of those songs. I knew immediately it was the real Four Seasons and the energy of the songs in the film.
Someone just asked me the other day, did Frankie write his songs? No, he didn't.
No, that was Bob.
Creating songs that fit Valli's voice.
Exactly.
And I think the central conflict for them is the fact that Tommy has incurred very large debt. Frankie has committed the band to easing those debts.
That's true, but you've touched upon one of my major flaws, lack of character development. I didn't end up caring all that much what happened to them.
True. Let's flesh more of that out, please. But you know, Judy, I did see the stage production. Song after song after song. It's exhilarating, but it's even more superficial than you would have thought, just because it's all doo-wop and clicking the fingers and wearing those high school tuxedos and all this. And it's all of that very well done in the stage production. An electricity that I think comes from the actual physical presence of those singers, as if we were at a nightclub. I don't know if you can translate that. Certainly Chicago translates it, but it's a much richer production than this. Or Moulin Rouge, which is my favorite of all time. You know, that's really in the imaginative part.
There just wasn't the animation and the spirit of the Four Seasons in the group of actors, I didn't think.
Well, Judy, we need to be passionate about the grades that we award to this film. And as my esteemed guest, you are going to be required to be the first one to award a grade to Jersey Boys, directed by Clint Eastwood.
Well, disappointingly, John, I'm going to give it a B-.
I'm going to award it a B. This is not a great film, but it's a film that I enjoyed.
No, it is entertaining. I won't take issue with you on that.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.